Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a very disturbing revelation by people very close to Donald Trump about how close they came. And I'm not just talking about the insurrection on January 6th, but how close they came to pretending that there was not proper certification of Joe Biden and simply having Trump stay in the White House and try to tie things up in court until he was effectively given a second term. And here's what's developed. There's a guy named Peter Navarro. You may remember that name. He was a trade representative for Trump, but really what he was an advisor in the White House, an extreme right winger, Trump advocate, Trump acolyte. Well, he and Steve Bannon, remember Trump made these calls to the Willard Hotel the morning of the insurrection. That's where the planning committee was for the insurrection itself. Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon had set out a procedure, an operation that sadly they called the Green Bay Sweep. The Green Bay Sweep after our football team. And it was targeted on six states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, because they were the states that they thought they had had a shot at winning. They did not win them. They weren't going to waste their time in the other 44 states. They weren't going to waste their time in California, New York, Alabama, and Mississippi. Those were foregone conclusions. But these were seen as six purple states. And the Green Bay sweep was going to go like this. There was an agreement. Ted Cruz of Texas and Paul Gosar of Arizona were going to be the principals. But Navarro, in a book that just came out, said that there were 100 other Republican congressmen and senators. Now remember something. There are 435 congressmen, members of the House of Representatives. The whole thing is the Congress. And 100 senators. The 435 members of the House of Representatives plus the 100 senators are 535 people. That's called the Congress in the aggregate, even though you'll hear the word congressman meaning somebody from the House of Representatives. 100 of them, of Republicans, 100 of them were in on this, according to the book. The two leaders were Cruz and Gosar of the Green Bay sweep, and here's how it was going to work. They were going to say to Pence, or they did say to Pence, and he was initially in on it, that the plan is that you are going to say, even though you're only ceremonial, you have, quote, questions, end quote, about the certification of Biden in only six states. You'll accept the certifications of the other 44 states. And you are going to, quote, send back, end quote, to those six states their certifications for further deliberation with an invitation that those legislatures will pick the electors and they won't be picked according to their election, according to the presidential election. Well, the legislatures in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Arizona are all Republican. And what would have happened is that the Vosses, you know, the Gableman-Voss types in our state, would put in 10 electors who were Trump. Oh, wait a minute. They already did. They already did. They had a fake fraudulent election for electors in the Capitol. Voss set it up, and they came up with 10 Trump electors and fraudulently sent that to Washington saying what they were. They also planned a press attack in the Green Bay sweep. They knew the mainstream media would never cover or intimate at all that somehow this was legitimate. They knew that Fox would cover it. They knew that some of the others, OAN, some of the others would cover it. But the idea was that if Pence did this with Cruz and Gosar leading the charge with 100 Republicans, that's 20% of the Congress itself. The total Congress is 535 people, 435 members of the House, 100 senators, and the aggregate is the Congress and over 100 of them, almost 20%. We're going to question it. Then the New York Times, their thought was the Washington Post, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, everybody else, Chicago papers, Los Angeles papers, or at least have to cover it. That would raise doubts in the average person's mind. Well, if 100 members of the Senate and the House are saying there's something wrong in these six states, well, then maybe this is okay. And then the Vosses and those kinds of people, lowlifes in all of these states, would have rammed through their electors. And then it would have gone into the courts. It would have worked its way up and taken a year. Trump would have stayed in. And by the time it was resolved, people would say, well, what the hell? Maybe he just stays in this term. That is the Green Bay sweep. That is a coup. That is a piece of treason. It's sedition. The people involved in that should be in prison. Cruz and Gosar should be in prison. Trump should be in prison. Bannon should be in prison. Oh, wait a minute. He was pardoned, wasn't he? Well, he was pardoned for something else. Now he's back up on criminal contempt. But this is a separate charge, and Trump can't pardon him on this one. Navarro should be in prison. Yes, he wrote it in a book. He's trying to make a few bucks. The hell with him. Send him to the slammer. And all 100 of those senators and congressmen who are identified should be removed from the Congress. Putting them in prison would be harder because they'll say, well, you know, this is a speculative thing about how we're going to vote. If they were involved in meetings, they committed an act of treason. They committed an act of treason. But that was the plan. That was the plan. That was the plan when Trump called Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State, Republican in Georgia, and threatened him with prosecution if he didn't forge about 1,170 votes. This is when Jeffrey Clark was going to be put in as Attorney General, and they were going to fire the Attorney General, and Jeffrey Clark was going to write letters to Georgia and these other six states saying, we are concerned about your elections. Please have your electors picked by the state legislature, Republican state legislature. This is how they were going to override the presidential election that Joe Biden won by 7 million votes. Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Donald Trump got 74 million votes. Joe Biden got a little over 300 electoral votes. Donald Trump got 200 and some odd, well below the 270 he needed to win. This harkens back to the 19th century. In 1876, Rutherford Hayes, the Republican, lost to Sam Tilden, the Democrat. Now, that was a different era, and people couldn't abide that. Lincoln had been assassinated 11 years before. Ulysses Grant had had 8 years, and he was a very good president. You know, he's always criticized. He's the guy that started Reconstruction. He's the guy that said, sent Union troops down into the South after the Civil War, when Confederate soldiers formed the Ku Klux Klan and went around murdering black people, and he cleaned them up. He was a great president. Ulysses Grant was a great president. And the hacks on the left who tear down his statue should be put in jail for tearing down his statue. He was a great, great president. But he had eight years. And in the next election, the Republican lost. The Republican lost. Well, they couldn't abide that, so they rammed him through anyway. They rammed him through anyway with smoke and mirrors. And Sam Tilden never got to the presidency. But the price they paid was it was a devil's bargain. They agreed to stop Reconstruction. They agreed to let people in the South continue to murder black people for another 100 years. A disgusting, disgusting deal with the devil. And it all really goes back to 1788, when George Washington was elected president. There wasn't a presidential election. Each of the state legislatures sent electors. They all knew him and loved George Washington. He'd been their general. He'd won it. He was a consensus candidate. And until the beginning of the 19th century, there weren't presidential elections. In fact, if you didn't own property, first of all, women couldn't vote and black people couldn't vote, but you couldn't vote if you were a white guy if you didn't own real estate. All right. Well, we're not going back to that, Jack. And we are not going to go back to the time when a crooked, corrupt, gerrymandered Republican legislature picks our electors. That ain't happening anymore, Jack, okay? The sad thing is there are two members of the U.S. Supreme Court who, in footnotes, in what we call dicta, have said that the state legislatures can override the presidential election. And Voss is cooking that up. Rebecca Clayfish is cooking that up. You have got to wake up out there. Woke means something different than you think it means. It means knowing history. That's what woke means. And this is happening again. And you're going to see this as a constitutional amendment. You're going to see it as legislation. If Rebecca Clayfish ever gets in, she'll sign it. You will lose your right to vote. Wake up. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.